All right, can you guys see my screen?
Can, yes.
Awesome. So I'm just,
Yep.
I think I just clicked recording. So thank you guys for joining the call today. I know it's a small group. So just quickly to get started, please take a look at the Hyperledger Code of Conduct as well as our antitrust policy notice. As we start most of our meetings, our antitrust policy notice and code of conduct is located on the left-hand side of our social impact. Special interest group meeting agenda page. So just a quick things moving forward on in terms of our announcements. So Mark on our last call noted that Wyoming is actually having a hackathon that's going to be held between September 23rd and October 24th. And he'll be speaking with us about that event once he joins the call. And then we also have Barbara or Bobby.
Bobby.
Oh.
I'll change that on the page.
No worries. Yeah, whenever I find your name, it's always Barbara, so I just want to make sure. But
Really?
yeah.
It's only on LinkedIn that it's Barbara.
Oh, okay. Bobby will be talking to us today about the Government Blockchain Association's Social Impact Award that will be held in March of 2021. So just a few things before we go to Bobby's presentation. I'm going to skip introductions because I think for the most part we all know each other fairly well on this call. But a couple of different things on some of the projects that we've been working on. So we have three currently, two are mostly completed, and then one that's currently in progress. So the Social Impact Special Interest Group New Members Center. So that one was a page to welcome new members, folks that are interested in joining. So for Sean and Bobby, have you guys gotten a chance to take a look at that page?
I have not.
I can quickly go to it, but what I would love to get, and Bobby, you've been in the group for a while, and Sean, I think you've been in and out of the group. I want to make sure that it's fairly informative for folks that either are new to Hyperledger, new to Social Impact Special Interest Group here, but even for folks potentially, if they're coming in and out of the group, just to get a sense of where we're at and where we wanted things to go, and as a way of like kind of an idea generation. So this is kind of like the current template for it. It's very high level, just really trying to link it to what our mission statements are, what do you need to do to become a member, how do you get involved, as well as some links here. But if there are things that you guys think of that we can improve this page, feel free to even just put it on the page directly. On its own, it's completely fine. This is just really meant to be as a draft.
I would just add, I mean, everything it says and the way it's laid out is really, really dead on, but I would probably take some of those links that are on the right and maybe put some graphics in the meat of the paragraph with a link to those things. So it says, how do I become a member? There should be like a live link or a picture there that, can get you to the page for the Linux login.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like so that when you're like describing what to do, you can also give a access to do it.
That sounds great. Graphics are always more of a eye catcher, so that's a good idea, for
Yeah.
sure.
That makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah, and I can try to play around with that. I'm gonna put that on my to-do list. I will play around with that a little bit.
Okay, thank you. And I think so, Bobby. I think you mentioned that, like, on the learning materials group, working group, you guys also had like a template for new member like information, right? So I don't remember. I don't remember clearly, but I think this does cover most of the things. But if you see anything that we're missing here, feel free to let us know.
One
So.
of the things, and I can just put a link to where it is on the Learning Materials Working Group wiki page, is just a lot of people don't know, realize that once they get that login, they can edit the pages. So I run like a little tutorial on how to edit a wiki page.
That'd be perfect. Is that like a recording?
It's just really just a couple of pictures because it is really, if you can use Word or any word processor, you can edit a wiki page. You just have to figure out how to get into that toolbar.
Okay.
So it's basically, you know, here's, once you're logged in, this is the edit button. This will give you this toolbar where you can add graphics, add pictures, you know, so it goes, runs through that. And it's a good idea to put a video, maybe when I'll run through it during the learning materials working group call and do a separate recording for it and put that up there too.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And I was actually going to do a project where it was just, you know, infographics similar to something like that. But, you know, I'm not too much of a design guy, but I took a couple of those edX courses and I just, you know, had a bunch of screenshots from different infographics. So obviously, you know, we can't just copy those, but, you know, we could sort of take some ideas from there if we were to create something. Where would I drop a link to the folder? Where should I drop it? Just send it to you via email or something?
So what we can do, a couple folds. You can send it to me via email if mm-hmm. easiest, but, or if you have like a link to it or like a positive, a public repository or something, just mm-hmm. feel free to put it on the meeting agenda. We can try to find a place in it in the work streams and projects.
Okay. Yeah, no, we can do that. I just didn't know. I didn't know if it should be public or not, just because I don't know any copyright issues around it. Because it was just, I remember just going through stuff and screenshotting a bunch of blockchain related, just like interesting infographics. So I didn't want to get anybody in trouble with you know, someone come by and see an infographic. And say, oh, that's my infographic, you know. So that's why I mentioned, you know, trying to figure out if I could send it to you. And so what I'll do is I'll send it to you via email just in case. That way you can do a double check. And then if we want to put it in there, you know, make it public, then we can do that as well. Or we just make a disclaimer, you know, we don't own any of this or something, however we want to go about it.
That sounds good. And that could actually, so I don't know the infographics, but that could definitely be something we can look at for the blog post as well as maybe the resource centers. So that's perfect timing.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. So that's this one. So the other page that we were working on for a little bit was the like a resource center for the overall SIG, just in terms of folks that are looking to, you know, get their feet wet with social impact initiatives. Ways for them to find, you know, articles, you know, other special interest group. Actually, Bobby, I need to put the learning materials group in here as well. But we, you know, just having like a central repository in some way, even though we want to be decentralized, of just different types of information and news articles. So this is just something else that we want to kind of get up and running. So if you guys, and exactly, Sean, what we were saying, like if you find resources, stuff like that, we prefer, you know, that we don't have to like get in trouble with any kind of like IP related stuff. But if they're, you know, publicly available, those would be great places as a starting point. And obviously we can always reach out to other folks to see if it's okay for us to display some of their information as well. Yeah, so if you guys have anything you guys want to share, or if any of this is of any use for your projects, please take a look at this. And we're always obviously like open to expanding kind of our focus, you know, from just more than just these particular topics of interest, but also cross-cutting technologies. And I think a couple of them that have come up in conversations have been like, you know, how does AI and blockchain play a role together? And you know, things like, I don't know, quantum computing, these are just some of the buzzwords that seems to you know, constantly be discussed, but, you know, how social impact initiatives could also benefit from other, you know, expanding technologies outside of blockchain as well is something else that could definitely be of interest for the overall community. Mm-hmm. Cool. And so I know we talked about this on our last call, which is really the social impact ecosystem pandemic edition. So I'm not going to go too much into this for this call, since I do want to make sure that we spend some time on Bobby's presentation. But you know, one thing that to start thinking about a little bit is, you know, if you guys have seen any kind of metrics, any kind, you know, companies that are working on projects within some of these larger bucket trends that we want to kind of discuss or stuff like that, you know, feel free to add those, or as well as any kind of articles that you guys come up with, come across as you're reading through things. I think with the next call, one of the discussions that we probably want to start moving towards is, all right, let's start, you know, figuring out the tone of the blog post and begin more of the drafting on that. And like I said, like, I don't know if this is exactly the tone that we want to go for, the, you know, from a Hyperledger perspective for this blog post, but, you know, sometimes, and I want to make sure that we're not too political, to be very like honest in this, you know, as we're talking about all these different things, but just talking, I think, more broadly about how the pandemic has changed business operations, society, you know, I think those are things that I'm hoping that folks can all agree upon as being relevant in these times. So since we last talked about this, any other things that you guys wanted to add to this?
Nothing on my end.
Well, I'm involved with that COVID initiative, and I'm not really sure how tied you want to be, but I'll put a link in for that as well. That's the identity and the COVID tracking. That was pretty widely, all those companies joined in, and it's interesting information. So I'll drop a link in for that. And I also know that the digital currency, there's a couple of presentations on that, I think, this week. Mm-hmm. If you go to the homepage of the Learning Materials Working Group, the meetups are listed on the homepage for the week. So if there's anything that you are interested in learning about.
So can you guys see my screen? I'm just.
Yep. That's perfect. Just scroll down a little bit. So right there, that's the, you just passed. Go back up a sec. Why aren't they showing up? So right there are the how to get involved in the Linux Foundation, edit a wiki page, and how to get involved. But scroll back up a little bit more. And right there are the current events for September. So those are always listed. I update those weekly. So if you ever need to know what's going on, like in the media world of Hyperledger, it's listed there.
Yeah, so I might drop this link then on the meeting agenda for us, because we have the community presentations, but this is definitely a great resource that I think folks would be interested in.
Thanks.
Cool, awesome. Sounds good. So I guess we'll move over to Bobby then, and then we can talk about the presentation that you have prepared for us. Do you want me to share the screen, or I can just transition it over to you?
I can share my screen. That would probably be easier.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's see if I can not share my screen.
But I'm not actually going to give the presentation. I'm kind of going to talk through it.
That's fine.
That work?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So basically today I'm talking about the, I'm just trying to see if my, one second, get my PowerPoint working here. There we go. Talk about public sector special interest groups and how you can build a social impact project. So basically the steps you need to do in order to use blockchain to have some positive effect in society. So I'll go a little bit about who I am, what are blockchain social impact projects, how to create one, and then we're gonna talk about the Government Blockchain Association and their awards program in March. So initially, again, the introduction, I run a company called Ledger Academy, which tries to develop learning materials for the public. I have a training center on Nassau Street in Princeton. I do customized training programs. I'm a freelance technical writer and a community builder. I have classes available, currently working on an enterprise project for identity management solutions tied with supply chain management. And I'm also a meetup organizer or a co-organizer for Blockchain Princeton, which has over 1,000 members. So that's when you think about the public sector projects, I'm sorry, it says public sector, it should say social impact, that's my mistake. When you think of the social impact projects, you have to keep in mind it's a team effort. You can't do anything by yourself. So I joined the Social Impact Working Group in December of 2018. I am the chairperson for the Learning Materials Working Group. I have been the community spotlight for community building for the Learning Materials Working Group. And I also had the privilege of speaking at the Global Forum on Public Sector. So the Hyperledger meetups, those are groups of Hyperledger enthusiasts that meet all over the world. They're organized. And again, David Boswell is in charge on the Linux Foundation side of trying to keep us filled, chock full of information and for presentations. So how did we build a social impact project? Well, you got to ask yourself, what does blockchain and social responsibility look like? So initially it is philanthropy and remittance, donation traceability, aid, digital currencies. You have to look at Mercy Corps and Kiva. There's a whole mess of companies out there that are doing a lot of good in the area. Financial empowerment, that's financial inclusion, microfinancing, microinsurance. And I think everybody got a little flavor of that with the Libra. If you were able to attach a wallet that transferred value to people's social media accounts, you would instantly include the bottom billion of the triangle of life into the economic system. So that is something that I don't think we're there yet, but it's interesting to look at how those two are tied together. And then identity and land rights. I mean, there's so many people who can't prove the land they live on is their land, or they're tied to the government of the time to tell them it's their land. And we know blockchain can definitely, with transparency and immutability, take care of that problem. And a big one today is governance and democracy, fighting censorship, voting rights, and election integrity. And one of the winners of that government blockchain award had a project in voting rights, and I'll show you a slide on that. Also supply chain and environmental protection, sustainable supply chains, fair labor practicing, being able to trace back to make sure that like the tantium or the diamonds or whatever was mined is done ethically. So that's what blockchain social projects, how they tie together. And now we're just going to go very quickly over how to build one. So again, the first thing is the team. I had a lot of people helping in this project. So we had the members from all three of the meetup groups that I run come together and we created a project. And I'll show you how that's done. So we worked through some checkpoints. Now the checkpoints were guidelines. So these are the six ones, and I have a slide on each one. I'll go, you know, through for you. So we answered, we took the summer last summer, so this was the summer of 2019, and we worked through these six checkpoints. And in the end, we wound up creating a project called The Giving Chain, which was a new model for the way you can localize charity or decentralize charity giving. But any social impact project can work through this process. So the checkpoints are meant to guide you through your own solution prototype. So we took the first impact, which was like define the project, the scope, you know, why blockchain, what's the demographics, the current solution, stakeholders, you know, environmental factors. So we sat down. Instead of holding different meetups during the summer, we held a weekly meetup for all three groups at, you know, the Tiger Labs where I work on Nassau Street. And the amount of people that came out and gave up their time to do this was incredible. So we broke out into groups to define this. So there were definitely business people in the group and there were definitely computer people in the group. And we kind of made that distinction right from the get-go. So we came up with a solution to develop an agile and transparent network for connecting surplus food supplies with communities in need. And when I talk about like the specifics of the project, I'll show you how both of those things are needs in our specific community. And it did, the model is going to change the local charity giving way people can exchange and give in a dignified way. Again, it was in a supply chain blockchain to track the packages that were the donations. So we met all summer. We had youth groups. We had computer people. We just had business people. And again, the amount of time that everybody gave up was incredible. So then the next checkpoint was more defining your business model. So who are your clients, their pain points, can it be scaled? Who do you need to partner with? Because you can't just do this project. You need to, in a way, we created a permissioned public blockchain because we needed to know who was going to have use of the interfaces. So we, those were some of the questions we answered during this checkpoint and some of the assumptions we made. And the solution came up with a very small, limited proof of concept that was going to happen on a specific day to solve a specific problem. So again, we live in New Jersey. This is the Garden State for a reason. And in August, everyone is exchanging vegetables. There's too many tomatoes. There's too many. And at the same time, you have local food banks that have no food in them. So that was basically the challenge we were going to try to figure out. Because again, I live on a farm. My sisters live on farms. We all have cucumbers and lots of excess food that we would love for it to go to good use. So this was one of the pain points of the project. So this was the business model we came up with. We were going to vet some donors who were basically local farmers, individuals, and church groups. We were going to get some volunteers and drivers to pick up and drop off when these donations hit the blockchain. And then recipients were food banks and individuals in need. So that was basically the business model that we developed during that checkpoint. So it works like this. So a local farmer person gets a giving bag, which is something that we created. And they call up a user interface to initiate a pickup. So they basically just put whatever they're donating in this bag and put it out on their front door. And when they initiate the pickup, a tag is created for that that gets the digital representation for the blockchain. Then that notification gets to the interface for the driver. So all the drivers would be alerted that there's a package to be picked up. And they can choose to accept it or reject it. So if they accept it, they claim that tag. And now you can track that package from the donor to the truck or the car or who's ever transporting it. And then that creates a ticket, which will notify the recipients that there's a package to be delivered. And then they would either accept or ignore the donation. If they accept the donation, the driver then drops the bag off at either the individuals in need or the local food banks. So then there came the tough part, which was the technical part, because we really didn't have any programmers who did programming. We had some people in software and in cloud and in, you know, different areas, but no one actually who, you know, new Go language or anything like the back of their hand. So we were really working and trying to find out if this is, you know, technology that people can adapt in real life. So these are the checkpoints for the technical architect. And I'm going to not go over this video, but explain it to you. So basically what they did was they forked, which is copied, the sawtooth example in the user guides. And basically, if you want to show what the example of the code is, you can show them.
Meat the Rich.
Sawtooth.
He owns a popular seafood restaurant in.
The sawtooth technology explained. So it shows you how the fish is tracked all the way, how they put a sensor on it again, the marriage like you were talking about the IoT and the artificial intelligence in blockchain. So they put a sensor on the fish and they track the fish all the way to the restaurant. They can prove where it came from. They can prove it was, you know, cleanly sourced and that it's reliable so that everyone can benefit from the blockchain. So that's what that video explains. And it's only a few minutes. But basically they took the code from this example and took out fish and put in the giving bags, which we'll get to in a minute. So then we had to back up, the business people had to back up, give them the data points and figure out how they were be collected. So, you know, we're a small group, we didn't have any financing. So basically we didn't have IoT sensors to put on these bags. So we printed out barcodes and manually attached them. But that was how we decided to do that, just because, again, it was a quick summer project, point of concept. We weren't getting too involved in the ancillary technologies that go along with this. So then, again, we decided to do the giving bags. We put on the giving bags some of the sponsors, the people who gave us some money to help us buy the bags, and also some of the organizations that teamed up with us. Again, this is a team effort, teamed up with us. This group is the America Youth Alliance of the United States, or ALIS, and they have chapters all over the United States, but the Princeton chapter helped us out. We had a whole mess of different gymnastics teams collecting food, and so they developed the project, and this was basically the data points that they needed to collect for the minimal viable project. So you had to have the different people and their roles defined. So the final delivery was, we mocked up these user interfaces to show how a donor would log in, create an asset, and then put the asset up for transfer, which would register on the recipients. They would accept the asset. They would put the asset out for acceptance. Oh, this is backwards. Sorry. These two should be switched. And then the driver, if you had these switched, the recipient then would grab the bag. So those were the interfaces that we did. And basically, unfortunately, we were just, again, doing this as a proof of concept. So we had one instance of the blockchain summer project running where we transferred and tracked like a handful of bags. We didn't track all 100 bags. We just tracked a handful. And we had no consensus mechanism, meaning that we had it on one computer. So at the end of the day, when that computer logged off, our blockchain went away. But we proved in the concept that we could track and transfer these assets with our intent. So these were the bags. Again, we formed a nonprofit company called BC Princeton, which we hope will, in the future days, take the Giving Chain project and this D2R app further. You can see the barcoded tags we put on. These are detachable so that as it transferred through the workflow or the donation process, bits and pieces of these tags would be what initiated the transfer in the blockchain, was when they were ripped off and held by either the driver or whoever. Again, we picked the date August 25th. These were the players involved. We talked to the food banks. These were the donations that they needed for that time. So we had these posters put up around all over to collect the weeks before the project. Again, these are the team from the Youth Alliance leaders and the little gymnasts who ran lots of different programs. You can see the food collections behind them. And then collection days, we collected, again, local farmers. That's one of my sisters. It's collecting the from her garden. These are the gardens that the Youth Alliance group found for collections. And it was great. Again, the kids did so much work. We gathered, this is my office, or where we work out of. We gathered the bags that morning on that day, and we delivered them to the food banks. And I'm just going to stop here for a second, because one of the things that started this project when we were looking at the excess food that we didn't want to go to waste this year, At the beginning of the summer, my son had his birthday party at a paintball place, and I happened to have to sit there while they ran around and played paintball. And I talked to the owner, who was a U.S. veteran, retired, who had connections with what he called the homeless vets in our county. And I'm like thinking, homeless vets, why don't they go to the homeless shelters? And I was told that wealthy communities tend not to have homeless shelters because they don't want to acknowledge the problem. So unless homeless people go into the cities where there's benefits available, they're kind of on their own, and local people like this gentleman, his name was Rooster Featherstone, believe it or not, knew where they were. And I'm again thinking of my blockchain project and my excess food. So I developed an association with him so that he was going to take some of the bags. So when we got to the office that day, about 40 of the bags went to him to deliver to these people that he knew and were not going to the food banks. So we sat the kids down that helped, and we asked them to make up those bags from all the donations. So we had them think about homelessness and what that bag should look like. So these are some of the pictures. And we also painted a mural that day. We let the kids decide what the mural would look like. So these are just some pictures of us gathering for the day and getting the food to the different food banks. Again, that's a picture of Rooster and one of the locations where we had the donations. This is actually him collecting the bags in his truck. This is at the food bank. We delivered 650 pounds of food and 45 bags to the vets, which was very, again, appreciative. It was the best project I was involved in. So through my work in the social impact group, I was able to, they had someone speak from the Dutch Blockchain Coalition. And during the social impact presentation, they invited anyone who was listening to come to New York City to their consulate for a blockchain presentation by like one of their higher ups in their government in New York. So I jumped on the opportunity. And I went, and when I was there, I met these women from the Big Apps Blockchain Challenge. And that was a blockchain competition initiated by New York to help with three areas, real estate, energy, and identity, which our project didn't really hit any of those, but they wanted to give us some exposure. So they gave us an honorable mention. So we went to New York with the project and got some coverage. So that was, again, you create a blockchain project. There's lots of places to showcase it. Another place to showcase it, which is what we're going to talk about next. Does anybody have any questions yet? Is anybody still there?
Yep, looking good. Oh, good.
Truly great project with great metrics. Really, really glad to see all the great things you guys are working on.
Great, thank you so much. So then now the Government Blockchain Association. So that's an enormous reaching global group that works out of DC that promotes blockchain technologies through working groups. They have lectures, and then they have this blockchain week where at the end of the blockchain week, they give out awards. So our project won the award for social impact last year. So that means that we're responsible for vetting the contestants for this year and deciding who gets the award this year. So that's obviously the point of this whole presentation, is to try to get people to go out in their community with those checkpoints and build a community service blockchain project. And you don't have to use Hyperledger. It doesn't have to be in the United States. It can be any blockchain. It can be an Ethereum token project. It can be permissioned, whatever your blockchain. It just needs to have, for the Social Impact Award, obviously, a social ramification, and I'll show you the other three categories as well. So this was the categories for the 2020 Leadership, Innovation, Social Impact, and Courage. The Leadership Award was a sign of good leaders, not how many followers you have, but how many leaders you create. And the person who won that award, and this is just a definition of leadership, was Amelia Powers Gardner. And she is an amazing woman. She redid elections in her, she's a county in Iowa, I believe, and she redid the election process in her town for integrity, voter fraud. So now her communities, all their documentation, she's like made a little blockchain island and really is pioneering a lot of government processes through blockchain. The next one was innovation. And this gentleman, Burst IQ, was working on ID in healthcare. So that was how he's identifying and getting medical records safe and transparent with the right to forget. I mean, it's a whole big innovation and it was fabulous. And then the next one is the Social Impact Project, which is the one that I had presented at the Capitol and we won, which was very exciting for me, highlight of my career actually. And then the last one was Courage. And this is the one I mentioned about the voter fraud. Just by the fact that these guys did this in Guatemala and presenting it at the Capitol was basically risking their lives just to present this freedom that they had done and ran this election to decide to decipher voter fraud in Guatemala City was, you know, pretty overwhelming. So basically that was last year. So this year we're encouraging people to build, it doesn't have to be a social impact project. It could be any kind of blockchain project, fits into those categories. Up for consideration. So that's about it. Does anybody have any questions?
So Bobby, thank you so much for the presentation on this. Do you have a general idea of like what the application process would be like for folks that are interested?
For us, it was basically just filling out it took me about 20 minutes to fill out because we had, again, I'm gonna, leave this presentation for a second. Hold on, let me see if I can do this. Stop sharing my screen for a second. It was basically a questionnaire, and we had already done a website for, let me see if I can get that on here, for the nonprofit. I mean, I'm going to just pop that up here for a second. Oh, I spelled it. So we had done a website for the nonprofit, and basically the stuff in the questionnaire was just, we basically took it from our website. So it needed to know, let me see if I can get this up here. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna go back and share my screen real quick. So this was the website that we created. And basically it had an about page. They wanted to know who was on your team. And this is something I wanted to highlight anyway, because we had a great team. Is it working? They wanted to know the people on your team. So basically it was just the information we had on our website already on who was working at it. And then we talked about, you know, the youth groups that got involved. And it was basically what we did. And I'm going to just pop real quick to the Learning Materials Working Group page. If you go into the resource library, we have information on meetups in our resource library as long. And the meetup project idea is this project. So here's your checkpoints. And here every, we did weekly presentations, different people in the group did the different presentations depending on what they had to discuss. So you can see how the project was developed. So all the information we had already, and it took 20 minutes to fill out the application. They basically just needed the presentation. You needed to record the presentation and answer a few questions.
Excellent. And so is there like a timeline as to when that application would be open for folks to apply to?
I don't have that information yet, but I have an email out to them. The gentleman who's in charge, his name is Gerard Dachet, and I believe he owes me an email, but I will get on him for that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, this is a great presentation, and you know, I really like that you walked through the development of a social impact project, and it could be definitely useful for the community members to hear this. So,
well, thank you for letting me present.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Sean, anything you wanted to, I don't want to point you out, but if there was anything you wanted to say or add, please.
No, I mean, I wish, you know, to be honest, part of the business model that we're working on is a subscription where, you know, $4 would come to us and one would go to a donation-based charity like that. So, you know, being able to have some way to tag on a project like that would be, you know, be fantastic, especially using blockchain so people can track their donation and see where it ends up and see its impact. I think it's very applicable. She really went through a lot of information there, and I'm gonna go back and do some check-in and look how we might be able to incorporate something like that into our project, because I think the transparency is really big as far as where did my donation go? Oh, I gave you a dollar. What's the impact of it? Any ideas anyone has for this project? You know, we're going into our early pilot. Not necessarily blockchain, but just with the IoT devices we develop, but being able to incorporate that a project like that into something we're doing would be great.
Mm-hmm. And just one quick comment. So, you know, so I think last year, actually, Bobby, I think you suggested that Chris come and present to us on the Fabric. I think a common challenge is sometimes not just a business, you know, coming up with a great idea, but it's also the execution on the technical frontier. Mm-hmm. Do you think it would be useful to get more folks from the different projects to come and speak with us about the technical solutions and potentially discussions on how to resolve certain technical hurdles as they impact social projects? Do you think there's value in something like that?
See, I think you're opening a can of worms there, because the project maintainers, it's very difficult to keep up with the curriculum on these moving target blockchains. So right now you have Fabric 1.4, Fabric 1.2, Fabric 2.0, with it coming out of a Fabric 2.1. And I believe the curriculum with the examples, there's a need for it to be vetted. So I almost look at like the learning materials working group and these groups to challenge them to take the current Fabric documentation that the maintainers just created and test it for them, mm-hmm. rather than ask them, like, can you come present? I think that's more of a need, is to take their new curriculum, and you can just find it right on the their home pages, how to walk through a project. I find Fabric is difficult to set up because you need nodes, and that needs computer equipment and stuff that most people don't have. Again, our proof of concept, you shut the computer down, the blockchain was gone. You know, so it was basically just an instance running very quickly for a proof of concept.
It's certainly a good point. So just so I understand, I'm more, I guess, acquainted with it. I think it's a great idea in terms of getting more folks to start using the different documentations as serving as kind of like an audit, but without really, you know, being an auditor. But in terms of how does the flow actually work? If, you know, for folks were to find ways of improvements on those documents, I'm not quite well versed in that aspect of it. Is that something that the learning materials working group would take the lead on?
I'm going to share my screen again. So each one of the projects, I'm going to go to Fabric. They have their main documentation, and most of them also have separate, take a chance here. Let's just see if I can do this quickly. Have separate meetings for documentation. So you'll see a Fabric contributor. I'm trying to find a Fabric documentation. I think they're on Friday. Fabric Documentation Working Group, Western Hemisphere. So they even have two for the Eastern and the Western Hemispheres. So these working groups meet every week and discuss the documentation. So if you take it upon yourself to try to just work through some of the curriculum and you find you get stuck at a spot, they would love to hear from you at these meetings. Mm-hmm. Like that would be definitely the way you would communicate that.
That sounds great. You know, I think even with the past calls, we've heard a lot of folks that are, you know, working on a great business solution, but the technical aspect is sometimes can become present an issue in itself. So it's good to know that there is some documentation, meeting. Well, I think I've attended a couple of those in the past and they're pretty informative.
And when you go to the Fabric page, you can even select what version of Fabric you want the documentation on.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. But yeah, certainly. I mean, Fabric's just one of the solutions, right? There's Sawtooth, Bezu, and Iroha, and Indy. So definitely. Okay, sounds great. So we have 5 more minutes. If there's anything else we wanted to discuss before the end of today's call, or if there's anything you guys want to bring up on the next call, feel free to make those modifications on the meeting agenda that we'll send out in the next week or so. And Bobby, I'll add your presentation to it as well. And that way, you know, we can try to get some more folks if they're interested in hearing about this.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just hope a lot of people just take this and do some good in their communities. That would be a win for me.
Absolutely. Let's generate some more social impact, right? Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining the call today. All right.
Thank you, Nancy.
Have a great week.
Thank you. Have a good one, everyone. Thank you.